Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Warm welcome to Immune Defense Summit visitors. 14 strategies are listed that help the immune system in a hurry, help both immediately with long-term effects or elevates the immune system to a high level over time and has the potential to keep the immune system on its peak for years. When a cold or flu is coming, a different approach should be used compared to a long-term goal when the boosting of the immune system is a part of a strategy, e.g. to avoid cancer. Hashtag practice fast long term. 1. Raised vitamin D levels 90-10. 2. Bone broth 50-50-3. Vitamin C 50-50-4. Raised body temperature or fever 100-5. Be kind to yourself 50-50-6. Never swear 50-50-7. Forgive and ask for forgiveness 30-70-8. Eliminating sugar consumption 50-50-9. Counteracting nutritional deficiencies 50-50-10. Decalcification 0-100-11. EDTA is superior compared to steroids 20-80-12. Detoxification protects myeloperoxidase in lymphocytes 0-100-13. Brain shrinks 60% overnight. For better detox 0-100-14. Fasting for immune boosting 50-50-1. Raised vitamin D levels. In a University of Colorado study, 107 patients received 4,000 IU vitamin D daily over a 12-month period that resulted in an astonishing 40% reduction in infection. Noteworthy in the study is that participants were seniors with an average age of 81 who lived in long-term care facilities. Yes, vitamin D gives us hope even if we are 80-plus years old. Reference. Ginde, AMD. Association between serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D level and upper respiratory tract infection in the 3rd National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey added. Fast effect. 50% versus long-term boost. 50%. 2. Bone broth. Bone broth has outstanding benefits as it contains amino acids that are building blocks for the immune system. Glycine is necessary for the production of glutathione. Arginine is important to build the immune system. And special lipids found in the bone marrow, called alkyglycerols, also found in colostrum, mother's milk, are vital for white blood cell production. About 80% of the immune system depends on the health of the gut. The beneficial molecules, glycosaminoglycans, found in bone broth help heal and seal the gut. Fast effect. 50% versus long-term boost. 50%. 3. Vitamin C spares glutathione by attacking free radicals converts oxidized glutathione back to its active form. Vitamin C gives an immediate boost to the immune system. Start your day by squeezing a full lemon. You get a large shot of about 18 grams vitamin C alternately. Take 2,000 mg 2 grams, vitamin C hourly to maintain your health when you feel that a cold or flu is coming. Actually, we boost our glutathione levels and that is the most important secret behind the key benefit of vitamin C. Fast effect. 100% versus long-term boost, 0%. 4. Raised body temperature or fever infection, sauna, fever, warm bath, warm tea. Most parents worry when their children has a fever. Yet, elevated core body temperature or fever is a system-wide inflammation that activates the immune system. Fever is beneficial up to a point. In the past, we thought that the role of fever is a strategy by the body to create an environment when pathogens are less likely to multiply. Recently, it was discovered that fever also enhances the capabilities of white blood cells to kill infected cells. Reference. Fever plays vital role in immune response. Fast effect. 90% versus long-term boost, 10%. 5. Be kind to yourself. A recent 2019 study by the Universities of Oxford and Exeter has found that self-compassion exercises lowers the heart rate and boosts the immune system. Being kind to oneself results in higher level of well-being, better mental health and faster healing. Faster healing indicates a more robust immune system. Reference. Being kind to yourself has mental and physical benefits, research shows. Fast effect. 50% versus long-term boost. 50%. 6. Never swear. Masaru Emoto's water crystal experiments where the power of intention and the power of nice or disruptive music were researched remain questionable. The science is not conclusive either way. Nevertheless, the very latest, 2019 University of Oxford study confirmed the power of positive thoughts. Positive thoughts, intentions and words have an effect not only on others but on the person saying the nice or destructive words. Since the likely effect of these intentions are water-related and the human body is 60%, the brain is 73% water, all bodily functions, including the immune system, are affected. Swearing penalizes both the person who swears and the ones who hear it. Fast effect, 50% versus long-term boost, 50%. 7. Forgive and ask for forgiveness. Dr. Ermi, MD, in Germany noticed that late-stage cancer patients dramatically started to heal who contacted old enemies and asked for forgiveness or offered forgiveness. 50% of the cancer patients recovered, just by getting rid of the burden of emotional hurt that was not forgiven previously. Since all of us harbor cancer cells, all the time, the extra immune boost achieved by forgiveness can mean literally a difference between life and death. It's so powerful. Fast effect, 30% versus long-term boost, 70%. 8. Eliminating sugar consumption. Sugar has a broad range of immunosuppressive effects. It reduces white blood cell phagocytosis, the germ-killing ability, for up to 5 hours after ingestion, compromises the production of antibodies that fight invaders or being produced after vaccination, obstructs the transport of vitamin C, take more vit. C if you eat sugar, and increase inflammation, causes mineral imbalances. When grandparents give sweets to their sick grandkids they nurture, likely unknowingly, they delay the healing of their grandkids. Science is very clear about the need to wean ourselves from sugar whenever the strength of the immune system becomes important, in flu season or when we want to avoid getting cancer. Sugary foods and drinks should be banned from eating facilities where cancer patients are treated, but oncologists have different priorities. Reference: Fast Food Fever, Reviewing the Impacts of the Western Diet on Immunity. Fast effect, 50% versus long-term boost, 50%. 9. Counteracting nutritional deficiencies. The immune system is crippled when building blocks are not supplied by the food we eat. A long list of scientific studies point out the importance of the following minerals and vitamins for maintaining a healthy immune system. Antioxidants. Vitamin A, C, E components of antioxidant enzymes, magnesium, selenium, zinc, copper common deficiencies in Western countries, B and D vitamins. Fast effect, 50% versus long-term boost, 50%. 10. Decalcification. Calcium buildup in the organs and in the walls of blood vessels is widespread as we age. It leads to nutritional imbalances and low tissue oxygenation, two factors that can create the environment for the development of chronic conditions. Yet, it seems that decalcification is widely ignored as an immune-boosting strategy. EDTA is successfully used to remove calcium from the wall of blood vessels and from organs. Reference: Efficacy of Reversal of Aortic Calcification by Chelating Agents. Fast effect, 0% versus long-term boost, 100%. 11. EDTA is superior compared to steroids. The negative side effects of steroids is widely known. What is not known that EDTA can beat steroids when effectiveness and safety are compared. An important study confirmed that steroid treatment also suppressed the inflammatory processes, but was not as effective as EDTA. Earlier, the critical role of glutathione was well established as the central molecule for a robust immune system. This study underlines the great benefits of EDTA. This is one more reason why we carefully formulated the first and only product on the market globally, Tox Detox, that contains both glutathione and EDTA. Reference: Suppression of Experimental Autoimmune Uveitis in Guinea Pigs by Ethylenediamine Tetraacetic Acid, Corticosteroids, and Cyclosporin. Fast effect, 20% versus long-term boost, 80%. 12. Detoxification protects myeloperoxidase in lymphocytes. The famous Swiss study was a wake-up call for many, where a 90% reduction in cancer mortality was achieved after chelation with EDTA. This study confirmed the fundamental role environmental toxins play in the weakening of the immune system and consequently the occurrence of cancer. At any given time, we all have a certain number of cancer cells, hundreds to over 1,000, floating in our blood. A strong immune system finds these cells and kills them every day. This is also why chemotherapy is discouraged by functional medical practitioners. Chemo damages indiscriminately both cancer cells and normal cells, including the immune cells, and leaves cancer stem cells alive that trigger years later the occurrence of a new type of cancer. The more we can protect and maintain our immune system, the more we can fight against chronic pathogens, such as candida, and cancer. Myeloperoxidase, MPO, is the most abundant protein of the azorophilic granules of neutrophils that is found in macrophages, microglia, Kupffer cells, all part of the immune system. MPO is catalyzes the oxidation of chloride and bromide ions by H2O2 generating hypochlorous acid, HOCl, and hypobromous acid, HOBr, respectively. These acids are injected into the body of pathogens to kill them. The concern is that toxic heavy metals, such as cadmium, mercury and lead, block the activity of the MPO and consequently, the body's ability to get rid of candida and other pathogens. If the control and elimination of candida is a goal, the healing process should start with an EDTA chelation first to free up the activity of the MPO and the natural fighting ability of the immune system. References. Kinetic investigation of myeloperoxidase upon interaction with copper, cadmium, and lead ions. Immunomodulation of intestinal macrophages by mercury involves oxidative damage and rise of pro-inflammatory cytokine release in the freshwater fish Channa punctatus block. Fast effect, 0% versus long-term boost, 100%. 13. Brain shrinks 60% overnight, for better detox. A fascinating 2013 University of Rochester study reported that the brain shrinks 60% overnight compared to its daytime size. The shrinkage happens for enhanced overnight detoxification. This physiological function reinforces the need for overnight detoxification instead of the widely, and wrongly, promoted daytime detox protocols. Another study in France showed that a high enough toxic load that can kill 100% of research animals when given in the daytime would keep all animals alive when given in the night. Strangely, the vast majority of detoxification experts promote daytime detoxification programs even though they are less effective, more damaging and can have serious negative side effects. The need to respect the circadian rhythm is dismissed by these experts. This became a growing concern that will not go away, unless the majority of detoxification experts will promote with their protocols the support of the naturally occurring nighttime detoxification. Detoxification Protocol, the global leader in overnight chelation. Safer. More effective. References. To sleep, perchance to clean. Study reveals brain takes out the trash. While we sleep, 90% reduction in cancer mortality after chelation therapy with EDTA, the famous Swiss study. Fast effect, 0% versus long-term boost, 100%. 14. Fasting for immune boosting. I just finished a 5-day fast on water only and I experience firsthand the great benefits of fasting. Actually, AI fasted for 4 days on water only and on the 5th day I had no food and no water. It's called a dry fast. Animals lay down and fast when they become sick. Our ancestors fasted for many reasons, some out of necessity and others fasted due to their religious teachings. Finally, medical research caught up and now we know that fasting has a very wide range of both short-term and long-term benefits. Typically, the second day is difficult in a water-only fast when the body switches over from a glucose-based metabolism to a fat ketone-based one. It is highly beneficial to do a 5-day fast twice a year as the greatest physiological benefits are reaped after the second day. In fasting, the damaged cells are killed and recycled. This is called autophagy. What is also exciting that after the second day of fasting, our own stem cells flood the body and an accelerated healing takes place. Chronic conditions often respond to fasting that otherwise drag on without any meaningful solution from the medical system. Fasting protects the immune system and turns around immune degeneration that is part of the aging process. With fasting, we can turn back the biological clock and achieve healthy longevity. It's best to start fasting with so-called intermittent fasting, when the food is consumed within a narrow time window, when we set aside 6 or 8 hours for feeding and avoid eating at all over the remaining hours of the day. In essence, the natural overnight fast is extended. Fast effect, 50% versus long-term boost, 50%. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.